Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. If you're always on the go, it can be tough to find some time to just relax. But it's important to take a step back every once in a while and live life at a slower pace. Not only will it help you to recharge and refocus, but can also help to reduce stress levels. Hi everyone, Rebecca here from Minimalism Made Simple. In this video, I'll show you some simple tips on how to slow down when you're always on the go. So let's go ahead and dive into those tips today. So number one is to make time for yourself every day. No matter how busy you are, it's important to make time for yourself every day. Whether it's reading your favorite book or taking a bath or just taking a few minutes to meditate, carving out some time for yourself will help you to relax and recharge. Number two is to disconnect from technology. So it's no secret that in our ever-connected world, it's easy to feel like we're always on. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, take some time to disconnect from technology. Turn off your phone, put away your laptop, and just unwind. You'll be surprised how refreshed you feel after some time away from the screen. Now, I know that this is something I need to work on myself as well. Number three is to enjoy the little things. When you're always on the go, it's easy to miss out on the little things in life. But taking a moment to enjoy simple things can be very rewarding. So next time you're out for a walk, take notice of the flowers blooming or the birds singing. Or when you're cooking dinner, it's good to savor the smells and tastes of your meal. And small moments like these can make a big difference in your overall mood and your overall well-being as well. Number four is to find an activity that relaxes you. So everyone relaxes in a different way, right? But some people find that, for example, exercise helps them to unwind, while others prefer to spend time in nature. It's important to find an activity that works for you and make time for it in your schedule. You'll be really glad that you did. So number five is don't be afraid to say no in overcommitting to things or just in life in general. If you're always saying yes to everything, it's time to start learning how to say no. It's okay to turn down invitations or requests if you're feeling overwhelmed. You don't need to do everything. So focus on what's truly important to you and let the rest go. The last one is to give yourself a break. So if you're finding that you're always on the go, it might be time to give yourself a break. So take a weekend off from work or plan a vacation where you can truly relax. It's important to remember that you deserve some time for yourself, and taking a break will ultimately make you more productive in the long term. Now, I know I said the last one was the last one, but actually this one is. So this is an important reminder, and that is to declutter your mind and your space. So a decluttered mind can lead to stress and anxiety. So it's important to declutter both your mind and your space. And start by getting rid of any physical clutter in your home or office. Then take some time to either meditate or journal to clear your mind. You'll feel much lighter and more relaxed after taking this simple step. So, in conclusion, slow down, relax, and enjoy the ride. Life is meant to be savored, not rushed through. And by following these tips, you can make time for yourself and learn to live at a slower pace. Thanks for tuning into this video, and don't forget to catch more if you subscribe to my channel below. I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.